The following program contains moments of exceptional sophistry. Be warned and be cool.
Well, another winter is almost over, and March 2 to form has come in like a lion, and hopefully we'll go out like a lamb. At least that's how March works here in the United States. But did you know that March behaves differently in other countries? Norway, for example, March comes in like a polar bear and goes out like a walrus. Or take the case of Honduras, where March comes in like a lamb and goes out like a salt marsh harvest mouse. Let us compare this to the Maldive Islands, where March comes in like a wildebeest and goes out like an ant. A tiny little ant about this big. Or consider the Republic of South Africa, where March comes in like a lion and goes out like a different lion. Like one has a mane and one doesn't have a mane. Or in certain parts of South America, where March swims in like a sea otter, then it slithers out like a giant anaconda. There you can buy land real cheap, you know? And there's a country where March hops in like a kangaroo and stays a kangaroo for a while, and then it becomes a slightly smaller kangaroo. Then for a couple days, it's sort of a cross between a frilled lizard and a common house cat. Wait. Then it changes back into a smaller kangaroo, and then it goes out like a wild dingo. Now, and it's not Australia. Now you'd think it would be Australia, but it's not. Now look, pal! I know a country where March comes in like an emu and goes out like a tapir, and they don't even know what it means. All right? Now listen, there are 9 different countries where March comes in like a frog and goes out like a golden retriever. But that's not the weird part. No, the weird part is...
Weird sounds inside the gold mine.
Tell you a story every man ought to know. If you want a little loving, you gotta start real slow. She gonna love you tonight if you just treat her right. Squeeze her real gentle, you gotta make her feel good. Tell her that you love her like you know you should. She gonna love you tonight if you just treat her right. If you practice my method just as hard as you can, you're gonna get a reputation as a loving man. Yeah, you'll be glad every night that you treated her right. If you practice my method just as hard as you can, you're gonna get a reputation as a loving man. Yeah, you'll be glad every night that you treated her right. Practice my method just as hard as you can. You're gonna get a reputation as a loving man. Then you'll be glad every night.
Hey. Is that in bad taste now? I guess when I do it, it's always in bad taste. And I hope you paid attention to the disclaimer at the top of the show. Always a good idea. That was George Thorogood and the Destroyers. I am Mike Gold. This is Weird Sounds Inside the Gold Mine once again. We've got a lot of new stuff for you this week. Haven't done a lot of new stuff for a while. I think we got like, five new tracks. Yeah, that's what it says here on my piece of paper, which tells me what to do. It also tells me where I get off, but since I wrote it, I should know. This is my stop. George will be back a little tiny bit later on. Gonna do us a tribute to the singing Wainwright family. Yeah, not to be confused with Ozzy and Harriet. We've got a really, really bizarre look at the Beatles. Yeah, it occurred to me I probably couldn't play any of the stuff in that set after the next one dies. And there really is a betting line in London as to which Beatle is going to be the next to go. They'll bet on anything. But I promised you new stuff, and damn it, new stuff is what you're going to get right here on GetThePointRadio.com, America's, the world's, the galaxy's true pop culture channel, the Brian Jonestown Massacre.
Scares me. The world is coming to an end. The road is supposed to be straight, but up ahead is that a bend? And where does it lead? Scary and terrible, and all is in chaos, which is just not okay for those of us who are wet with fear. nothing is at rest. We're all at our best, but that's not enough. The world works on fear. The market is crashing. The dragon's thrashing. Ghosts coming out of the mist. I'm getting upset, just a little bit pissed. Into the blackness I stare. Is that a tiger in its lair? It's a willow, shaking in the breeze. Just a willow, just a willow. Oh, please.
Is that a shape down below? Yes, but it's my shadow. The world is coming to an end. The world's supposed to bend. Is that a shape down below? Yes, but it's my shadow.
A part of me needs to be saved, an actor, a teeny-weeny bit brave, and I'm always a little bit afraid, and I haven't said that to you, because I'm a teeny-weeny bit afraid too, just a teeny-weeny bit afraid too.
brand new from John 5 and the Creatures. That was Guitars, Tits, and Monsters. And that is our song title of the week. Take that, Frank Zappa. Before all that, brand new from Robbie Krieger. Remember from The Doors, guitar player, you know? New album out. It's got lots of different people singing lead and stuff on different tracks. One of those types of records. Some really nice stuff, and you'll be hearing more from it in weeks to come. The lead singer on that track, of course, was the ungodly talented and amazingly self-aware William Shatner. Before Krieger and the Shat, little Celtic Punk, brand new from Flatfoot 56, and in honor of the fact that baseball season is going to start any moment, they're all down there in the South trying to figure out who's going to make the team. Flatfoot 56 decided to do themselves a little tribute to, well, in some ways, sort of the Donald Trump baseball, except that Ty Cobb is much more talented, but probably just as big an asshole. He didn't have Twitter. And we opened the set with brand new from the Brian Jonestown Massacre, Dropping Bombs on the Sun. Which is really futile. Think about it. I guess you got to get rid of your bombs, but it's going to take a lot of fuel just to get it to the sun, and it's not going to do any good. It's a fart in a blizzard, literally, up on the sun. And that's your astronomy and physics lesson for the day. I said we're bringing George back. You know what? We're bringing George back. And we'll do that in exactly 11 seconds.
This is the
Mike Go!
Weird sounds inside the gold mine.
Get the point, radio!
Want it all over.
by Willie Dixon.
I want it all over the world.
There's a tune we do by Alan Toussaint, a great writer. I can't remember. What tunes did he do, though? Working in a Coal Mine. You know, I mean, another tune that y'all haven't heard about called Riverboat, which is incredible. It's a great tune, great ride.
We'll be right back.
Yeah, Roy Buchanan. That's a brand new track. Obviously, it's from the past, as is Roy Buchanan. That was from 1975, and the album came out like Tuesday, I think. Friday? I don't know. Records used to come out on Tuesdays. Now they're coming out on Fridays. Yeah, okay. It was Friday. Ah, jeez. I can't tell anything without a roadmap. Before Roy, Bonnie Raitt, and Little Feet, On Your Way Down, we opened with George Thorogood returning with his Delaware Destroyers, I'm Wanted. I don't think there's a more musically proficient and interesting bunch of people in one family than the Wainwright family. However, the two kids, Rufus and Martha, really don't get along with Daddy Loudon. None of my business why, really. They're all really good, really innovative, and in some ways really infuriating. And it's always tough for really creative people to get it together with one another. Let's think about Crosby, Stills, the Cash and Runs for a while. But despite all that, these folks are brilliant. And we're going to show you why. Listen to the lyric, listen to the music, and have a swell time, all starting in 14 seconds.
Mike, go!
Anyway, you're sure looking good.
You a mess, honey.
Weird sounds inside the gold mine.
Get the point, radio.
I went to the doctor, and the doctor said, son, you look older than me. And I'm 71. You're falling apart. You're not living right. I went to the doctor, and the doctor said loud, you got to stop hanging out with that old in crowd. Living's a battle, and you're losing the fight. I went to the doctor, and the doctor said, boy, your body is a temple. It's not a toy. Fill up this here paper cup and give it to the nurse. Don't spill it now. I went to the doctor. Doctor said, friend, this should be the middle, but it could be the end. You better get better, else you're gonna get worse. Oh, I went to the doctor. Oh, I went to the doctor. I went to the doctor, and the doctor said, sir, we got back the x-ray. Everything's a blur. But it's all positive. That's what every single test shows. I went to the doctor. Doctor said, kid, it was something that you ate and drank, and something that you did. And it's all in your head. It's spreading on down to your toes. All right, let's spread it around a little bit now. Drugstore and pick up some of these. After that, get on home and get into your bed. I went to the doctor. Doctor said, shucks, that's just about all. You owe me $300, and you can call me in the morning. That is if you're not dead. was just checking up on you. I went to the doctor.
take the reins, I will never look back. I give up.
Thinking, Lan. You've got a faraway look in your eyes.
I remember sex. That thing we used to do, where you'd lay down and usually I'd lie on top of you.
Sometimes I'd lie of you. We tried that out a bit, but it didn't work as well.
I guess something just didn't fit.
I remember sex. We had it at night, a few times in the morning, or after we would fight.
And on special occasions when we'd had too much to drink, once in a Morris Minor,
a convertible, I think.
I remember sex. It was such a big deal that we'd worry where it would come from, much more than our next meal.
And we were always hungry. Often we overate, and it was up and down.
And back and forth and
hurry up and wait. I remember sex and when we went to bed. Sometimes we didn't sleep at all. We just had sex instead.
And having it was heavenly, not getting it pure hell.
And it was either great or bad.
Few did it merely well. I remember sex and how it made us feel, completely realistic,
yet totally surreal. A thing that we all talked about, and all that we thought of.
The distant, crazy cousin to the scary thing. Started on my own when you and I stopped having it. I tried it on the phone,
but that was so expensive, and sex is just a crutch.
And since we kicked the habit, we don't think about it much.
But I remember sex. It was something that we did.
And we always used to worry that we'd end up with a kid. Then we'd have to get rid of it,
or else we'd have to wed.
These days sex can kill ya, kid, so stay away
in bed. Oh, Loudon, what memories.
The Battling Wainwrights from the top. Loudon Wainwright the Third. The Doctor. His son Rufus followed with Out of the Game. His daughter Martha followed with Take the Reins. And because I'm sure they all look back at those critical moments, we closed with Loudon Wainwright the Third's I Remember Sex. That's how they got into the mess. A very common way for us all to get into various and sundry messes. Sex did not play a big part in all of the really bizarre stuff that happened to the Beatles at the end of their joint venture. Last week we played a few tracks in celebration of George Harrison's birthday, and I'm a big Harrison fan. I mean, that's just the way it is. So I got some more left over, and they're a little strange, and they're not necessarily George Harrison songs. We'll close with one of those, but we got his buddy Harry Nilsson, and George is on that, and we've got some of his other friends, and then we're gonna go into some John Lennon and some other stuff. You'll enjoy it or hate me, one of the two. We'll follow up with an explanation at the end. We're going to start it all off in exactly 15 seconds.
Mike, go!
Son of a bleep bleep, son of a bleep bleep, son of a bleep bleep, bleep gun.
Weird sounds inside the gold mine.
You thought I was going to say son of a bitch, didn't you?
Get the Point Radio.
You're breaking my heart.
Right.
Well now, ladies and gentlemen, the moment you've all been waiting for, Mr. George Harrison sings.
Life for me, all my friends are pirates and the same the BBC. I got a Jolly Roger, it's a black and white and fast. So get out of your skull and crossbones and run it off your mask. With yo ho ho and ha ha de ki ha ha, yo ho ho and ha ha de yo yo yo. I got a Jolly Roger, it's a black and white and fast. So get out. I run it up your mast. Altogether, I like to be a pirate. A pirate's life for me. And all my friends are pirates and they all the BBC. Got a Jolly Roger in the back of my staff. So get out of your skull and crossbones. Run it up your mast. Oh, be with you. Oh, ha ha ha. Jolly Roger, it's a black and white.
yesterday. All my troubles seem so far away. Now it looks as though they're here to stay. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Suddenly, I'm not half the man I used to be. There's a shadow hanging over me. Some shadow seems to be a safe attached. Hey, watch it up there!
Daffy?
What?
Daffy, this is a serious ballad. Shall we try it again?
Roll 'em when you're ready, Amadeus. Oh, yesterday came suddenly. Whoa! Sudden, wasn't it? Valet parking.
Excuse me, Daffy?
Yes, Mr. Engineer.
We're trying to create a mood here with the strings and all.
Oh, so it's mood you aspire to, hmm? Well, brother, if it's mood you want, it's mood you'll get.
Thank you. We'll roll when you're ready.
Pleasure's mine. Why she had to go, I don't know. She wouldn't say. I said something wrong. Now I long for yesterday. Yesterday. Love was such an easy game to play. Oh, really?
Daffy?
It's nothing, just nothing. Press ahead, maestro. Press ahead's a figure of speech.
Did you say something? Yesterday, rolling.
Yesterday. Love was such an easy game to play. Now I need a place to hide away. Hey! Somebody! That's a good fellow. Let's try that again, Mr. Engineer. Somebody stand lookout!
Yesterday, still rolling.
Why she had to go, I don't know. She wouldn't say, but I could. Something wrong, though I long for yesterday.
Daffy? Daffy?
Raise the mizzenmast, Starbuck. We're heading for a fall. Scared? My luggage. Oh, a mint. Thanks.
Would you like to take a break or go right through till we're finished? There's only one more verse.
I live to sing. Yesterday. Love was such an easy game to play. Now I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Trust me, folks, next gig I take, it's gonna be classical music. I wasn't serious. Stop! I wasn't serious. I'll sing anything. How about Stormy Monday? Bethany Mucho. Feelings!
Good session. You got a real way of coaxing a performance out of a singer.
Eh, call it a gift, Doc.
I resent the moment for your focus. Tell me, what do you know? A lot of faggot middle-class kids wearing long hair and trendy clothes. Look, I'm not your fucking parents, and I'm sick of uptight hippies coming knocking at my door with a fucking peace symbol. Get this fat fat. I don't owe your fuckers anything, and all I got to say is fuck you. Blue sky is blue. in his ass, you know it's just a lot of bullshit. And where does he come up saying all those tawdry things about the Beatles? Well, every fucking thing we ever did, we tried to copy, and you know we even wrote his second fucking record for another Stones under the same fucking class as the Beatles. Either music-wise or power-wise, they never ever were. Shit from those fucking sons of bitches. George said she gave up evil vibes. I should have beat the fucking shit right out of him. Him with his fucking Hare Krishna. Me auntie, she tore up me fucking poems. She just threw the bastards out. I can't forgive her cause she didn't treat me like a fucking genius. Look, you bastards, I'm a genius. Like Shakespeare and Beethoven and Van Gogh. Don't you dare criticize my work. No, Lori Kyoga was one of the fucking best rock and roll records ever made. I'm a fucking artist, I'm sensitive as shit. I throw up before I go on stage. I can make a guitar speak. If I could be a fisherman I would, but I can't because I'm a fucking genius. I was a walrus, Paul wasn't a walrus. I was just saying that to be nice, but I was actually the walrus. Even that rubbish he's been singing, Eastman was an animal. A fucking stupid middle class pig. I won't let fucking animals like that near me. You're going to supreme intellectual. I'll tell you why nobody likes her music. Because she's a woman and she's oriental.
Bad.
A lot of folks from my generation, us overgrown baby boomers, completely lose their shit when somebody makes fun of the Beatles. Which means they should be losing their shit at the Beatles, because the Beatles made more fun of the Beatles than everybody else combined. We opened with the Beatles' buddy, Harry Nilsson, along with lots of Beatles folks, including George Harrison and Klaus Voormann, not to mention Peter Frampton and Nicky Hopkins, plus Barry Morgan, Bobby Keys, and Jim Price, on a track that's from the best-selling Son of Schmilson album. RCA didn't think anybody was going to buy it because nobody would rack it because of, you know, the lyrics of the song. I will admit it didn't get a hell of a lot of airplay. It would have caused traffic accidents. After Harry and Friends, we got some more of George and Friends. This time, Neil Innes and Eric Idle from the TV show The Rutland Weekend Report. That's where the Ruttles came from. Ruttles, Rutland, get it? Rutland's part of, like, Great Britain. And yeah, that's George there. And Neil Innes from Bonzo Dog Doodah Band. And Eric Idle of Monty Python fame. Very incestuous groups. All of them. The Bonzos and the Beatles and the Ruttles and Monty Python. George produced Python's first couple of movies. Paul produced the Bonzos' I'm the Urban Spaceman, Neil Innes' big hit. Friends. And speaking of Friends, John Lennon followed with the greatest fuck you in the history of recorded music. He was really pissed at his pal Paul McCartney. I mean, really angry. Whoa! And since he sang some praises, I guess the only praises, onto Yesterday, we decided to follow it with Yesterday. Not Paul's version. This was done by Daffy Duck. And we followed that with Tony Hendra's Magical Misery Tour. Hendra's a genius. Every word of that came from an interview published in Rolling Stone. The interview was with John Lennon. Every word of that is John Lennon's. It was just plucked out and arranged by Mr. Hendra. And just for you trivia fans out there, at the end, the woman doing that little kind of Yoko Ono thing at the end there, Melissa Manchester. And we closed the entire set with, I think, the aptly named Sue Me, Sue You Blues. Some fun. Before there was the band, there were the Hawks. Pretty much the same people, but they were working with Ronnie Hawkins. That's going to kick off our next set, and yes, you're going to have to wait 11 seconds for
it. Mike, go!
You suck, Mr. Peabody's cock!
Weird sounds inside the gold mine.
Get the Point Radio!
Bring her in someday. Yeah, now
I'm gonna find her.
I got nothing shot on me. Water, Jesse James, and a Boston Blackie. No matter where she's hiding, she's gonna hear me coming. I'm gonna walk right down that street just like a bulldog woman, 'cause I've been searching. Her in some way. Yeah,
I'm gonna find her. Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna find her. Sure enough,
I'm gonna find her.
Okay.
Thank you.
drove a big old Lincoln with suicide doors and a sewing machine in the back.
1,000 bing-bangs near the end. Nothing was ever what it was.
And a light bulb that looked like an alligator egg was mounted up front on the hood.
Had myself a kind of brainstorm. Took a tablespoon of buzz.
She had a tattoo gun that she made herself from a cassette motor and a guitar string.
X-ray eyes can see right through me. Naked thought, put on your clothes.
And she always had leaves in her hair.
You hear that funny laughing? Just the caw of ancient crows.
And she cut two holes in the back of her dress because she had these scapula wings.
Somewhere near the raveled edges, by the pool of think-a-bits.
And they were covered with feathers and electrical tape. And when she got good and drunk, she would sing.
Once again, the notion hits me. Half is quite a bit of wits.
About Elkhart, Indiana, where the wind is tall and folks mind their own business.
Power up that upper story. 10% is all you use.
She had 100 old baseballs that she'd taken from kids. She collected bones of all kinds.
Take a flight of simple fancy. You're the one who has to choose.
And she lived in a trailer under a bridge. And she made her own whiskey and gave cigarettes to kids.
Okay, all right for you. Look into the tiger's eye.
And she'd been struck by lightning 7 or 8 times, and she hated the mention of rain.
See if you can see the desert. Pour a drink, my throat is dry.
And she made up her own language, and she wore rubber boots. She could fix anything with string.
Poetry ain't gonna catch me. Climb up this high plateau.
And her lips were like cherries, and she was stronger than any man. And she smelled like nutmeg and piss.
Finish up what you were thinking. Just a day or so ago.
She put mud on a bee sting I got at the creek, and she gave me my very first kiss.
Illustrate for visionaries. Go buy a doodle pad.
There's a scene, she's always hanging around. She's so naive and innocent, stares at you with awe. She's only 14, but she knows how to draw. Girl.
too busy painting sky with her classmates in school. Teachers, they ignore her, they would if they could. She ain't quite grown up yet, but her breathing's real good.
Tonight I got plumbing on my mind. Let's see if this thing works now, baby.
Yep, right in the toilet. That, of course, was The Fools. One of the favorite acts here at Weird Sounds Inside the Gold Mine. Before The Fools, Donovan, the Troubadour, Super Lungs, My Super Girl. And they quite literally feature those super lungs on the TV show on the CW. Seriously, not talking about tits. We did that at the beginning of the show. Ken Nardine preceded Donovan with Thousand Bing Bangs. That was his famous word jazz. Wonderful stuff. Incredible voice. Astonishing studio. Before that, The Man Who Counts to Four in the E Street Band. Murder Incorporated, and we open the set with Ronnie Hawkins and the Hawks, Searching. You may ask yourself, does this goofball have time for the big babble? To which this goofball responds, does Chiquita have bananas? And this time around, I'm not going to wail on Donald Trump. No, no, I'm going to wail on Vladimir Putin. Because people think that Donald Trump is Vladimir Putin's pal. I don't think that's true. I don't think that's true at all. Every day we get more and more evidence of collusion between the Russian government and the Trump campaign and the Trump White House. But I think Trump is Putin's fool. I think Trump is being taken advantage of. I think he's being played like the little bitch he is. And because of that, the current administration in Washington is falling apart faster than a game of Jenga played by a bunch of meth addicts. Another Vladimir Lenin, came up with a concept of the useful idiot. A modification of the useful fool of the Russian nihilists, but that's another story. And when it comes to useful idiots, Donald Trump is Vladimir Putin's violin. A really, really great patsy. The greatest. Of course, your mileage may vary. Tweet me, at Mike Gold, care of Gitmo. Old disc jockeys never die. We live on in sound checks, and I will be back next week. Same batshit time, same batshit channel. This is Weird Sounds Inside the Gold Mine, the dulcet tones of Mike Gold on the inimitable GetThePointRadio.com. And this week we're going to leave you with a whole different family to take us all home, the Ramones.
We're in all the magazines, gulping down. to do with my safety pin, but it's...
This has been an arrogant MGMS production, which is solely irresponsible for its content.
And furthermore, you can all go fuck yourselves.
You bet my sweet ass.
Weird sounds inside the gold bind.
Get the point.